see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. It's Anita Thomas and Olivia Varnson here with you guys today. And we're talking Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is really right around the corner, Olivia. So it is time now to start planning. We can't kind of sit back and go, oh, should I have time? You know, I'll check out and see what's on Kayak or what's on, you know, some of the different websites that you may use, Expedia, you know, to check out the airfare. Oh, that looks a little too high. Maybe I'll wait and see what happens. It's not the time to do that right now, not with the holiday season bearing down on us.
No, it's not. And if you have quiet plans this year, hopefully our last segment about traditions around the world inspired you to make some bigger travel plans in the future, which you can start planning right now.
Well, you know what? That is probably our first maybe tip that we can give in terms of like planning Thanksgiving, is sometimes do something different. Now, I'm all about tradition. I love tradition, especially around the holidays. But why not do something different and maybe go to another location that celebrates Thanksgiving sort of around the same times too? Maybe we have two Thanksgiving celebrations.
Right. It's not like you're missing out on, you know, the spirit of it, because it's all about giving thanks and coming together and celebrating all that you've accomplished the past year.
Exactly. And they're centered around food, because so many of them are centered around the harvest time of the year. But now if we're wanting to get to these places, whether it is taking one of these fantastic kind of trips to a place that you just mentioned in the last segment, or maybe just staying local and not going too far, you need to book flights, hotels, car rentals, really the whole package. You want to start looking at that 45 days out.
So if it's this year, you're already a little behind.
You're already a little behind. But, you know, the rates and the fares and all of that, where you got to put the money out, are still pretty good deals out there 30 days out. So you're still good. But after you stop listening to the show, don't go now. Stop listening to the show. Go ahead and start looking at those flights, looking at hotels, looking at car rentals, and check it out. Now, if you are flying, my strong suggestion to you, and I give this advice out all the time, is to book the earlier flights. I know no one wants to get up early in the morning, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, to get to the airport for a 6 o'clock flight. But here's why those earlier flights are so much better. Because they are less likely to be affected by delays, by any kind of interruptions throughout the day. If you're taking that flight that's leaving 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening, that airplane has been flying around and it is much more subject to delays, flight interruptions, cancellations, and all those kind of things throughout the day. So the earlier flights, you're taking that first flight out, so the airplane's there waiting and it's ready to go and take you to your destination.
That's a really good tip. And even if there are delays, you know, you may still arrive on the same day as planned.
Exactly. A later flight with a delay could mean that you're spending the night at that airport or an airport where the flight has had to maybe divert to. So book those earlier flights. They always win out. And if there's snow or bad weather, this is a little bit later because I know we still have some good weather going on. Definitely that's when you want to book those, because we have a lot of delays during that time of the year. So some other things you want to consider also too, maybe alternate airports that might save money and not those big airports if there's a closer one. Fly nonstop, because that's another way to avoid some of those delays that might pop up as well. And they're a lot less likely to cause you to miss a flight too, because you're going straight there. No delays either when you're going nonstop by stopping in another city that you're not even interested in going to possibly. Another tip I like to give around the holidays, Olivia, this is one that I keep giving to myself, is to rest up and kind of keep our expectations maybe not so high that you're just going to have like this breeze of travel, because there are a lot of people traveling around the holiday time, whether it's on the road with a lot of congested traffic, or whether it's at the airport with those long security lines. So you definitely want to make sure that you keep those things in mind.
And always a good idea to try to put yourself in a good mood before you set off on a road trip.
No one wants to travel with a grump.
Right.
No one wants to travel with a grump. So definitely, again, you want to get yourself in that mindset, as you said. Now, a couple of apps are out there that can help you also, too, with managing your trip. I really like something called Gate Guru. So if you're flying, it helps you stay alert to any gate changes, things like that. Another one I like is something called Tripcase, where you can load all of the details of your trip and keep confirmation numbers and everything right there in one spot. Waze and things like Google Maps. I almost forgot it there for a second. You know, those are things that you want to make sure you have loaded on your phone as well, because they're really good for keeping you up with the directions so you can
right.
find where you're going.
They're getting better and better at real-time updates. Like,
yes.
There's been an accident. There's traffic here. Here's an alternate route.
Exactly. And those alternate routes is really what you're looking for. And then the last one I want to recommend here is something called Gas Buddy, which is a great way to find gas stations along the way. If you're doing a road trip, you can compare prices to see, you know, where the lower prices are. And also, too, they can tell you whether the bathrooms are pretty clean there. That's important to know.
Good to know. Yeah.
But now, you know, something else, Olivia, that happens for Thanksgiving travel is that if you're the person who's good at making that pie or making that, you know, green bean casserole, you better show up with it. So that means traveling with food. So let's talk a little bit about some tips for traveling with food during the holidays. You know, one of the first ones that I think about is you want to think about that 2-hour rule. So non-perishable foods are really the best things to take. They may not be the easiest things to take, but, you know, you really want to look at the time that it's going to take you to get there, whether you're going by car or by air.
Yeah, definitely. And over 2 hours, some foods will need to start being refrigerated or transported in a cooler. You mm-hmm. want to make sure everything stays fresh, but also stays edible.
Edible as well. You don't want the family getting sick. They won't like you after that. You may not be asked to cook again. Or maybe that's your plan.
Although, so if everyone's bringing dishes, who can say which dish caused it?
Secret. It's my secret. But, you know, when you talk about coolers are great things. You want to definitely pack one of those, whether you're going by air or by car. But consider the size, because that cooler is going to take up space in your trunk of your car or the back seat of the car. Or if you're flying, it needs to probably fit under the seat in front of you unless you're going to check it. So definitely keep that in mind. Don't just kind of say, okay, I'm going to go with the cooler. They're going to want it to fit under the, it's going to have to be the size to fit under the seat in front of you, just like any other carry-on bag that you take. So you want to avoid things like maybe dishes with eggs, mayonnaise, dairy products, or even if you're the person who's cooking the turkey, you know, you don't want to cook it halfway and say, well, I'll cook it halfway and I'll finish it when I get there. You don't want to do that. You either need to just keep it cold and cook it when you get there, or cook it all the way and then carve it up and put it in Ziploc bags or something and put it in the cooler.
The things you do for family.
The things you do for family. Absolutely. Now, another thing, too, that you want to keep in mind, because I've done this before. I've gone on some trips, and I've seen some really cool jellies and jams, because Doc Bill, my husband, loves that kind of thing. It's good to bring food back a lot of times. It's a good gift to bring back. But keep in mind, TSA considers that to be a liquid. So TSA has a whole list of things that they will not allow you to bring on in your carry-on bag. So that might be salsas, sauces, soups, gravies, maple syrup, oil and vinegar, salad dressing. So you don't want to be disappointed with that food item that you spend a couple of hours making that everybody's looking forward to, and you have to dump it there in the trash can. So that needs to go in your check bag. And again, you can ice it down, maybe some dry ice with some of those things that you may need to keep cold that you're needing to also check. Now, a couple of other things too, Olivia, is that, you know, the airplane is pressurized, so things can pop open in your carry-on bag. So you want to make sure that you put those things in Ziploc bags, so if they do pop open, they're not ruining clothes and your favorite outfit that you're planning to wear for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, that may be when you need to assign some teamwork. You know, maybe you can't bring all of the ingredients you need, so hopefully someone at the home base, you know, meets you halfway, provides something to the table.
I think you're absolutely right about that. I mean, I think when you're getting ready for Thanksgiving dinner, one of the things when we talk about, you know, those expectations, you know, to go ahead and maybe set up a chart of who's bringing what and really kind of look at that, and don't put, as you're saying, the responsibility of those people who are traveling from far distances to have to bring it already made. Maybe if they're coming early or have all the ingredients there ready for them to make it when they arrive. I love that idea. Great idea. Now, we're coming down to the end of this segment again. These segments are going really, really fast. But now, when we come back, we're going to bring on a young lady who works with me with the O Magazine Ambassadors. And she's going to help us talk a little bit about the O Magazine November's issue because it has all of these great dishes and recipes are there, too. I mean, leave it to Oprah. She's going to include everything. So we're going to talk a little bit about some great meals that you can create for this Thanksgiving. And we'll share ours, too. We'll share our favorite ones as well. So you guys sit tight. We'll be back in just a few minutes here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapporo Island Beach Vacations. You can check out their website for a great Thanksgiving stay as well at SapporoIslandBeachVacations.com. Back in a minute.